1450 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
In groceries every single week, almost $300 a month. That is absolutely crushing. That is essentially a tax on every American. In addition, energy costs.
It is the Martha Zoller Show, and you know, what is it that you guys are looking for as you look at this last day of session? Are there still bills that you're looking for? 770-535-2911. Because what's really interesting about any of this is that they could actually gavel out right now. They passed the budget. That's all they have to do. And, you know, I think it's one of those things that people need to be aware of. I think it's important. So I got this tweet in from D.A. King, and I usually don't read tweets on the air, but I think because he called me out directly, I will. He says, Martha Zoller just told listeners and Speaker Ralston that Governor Kemp has done a very good job of keeping all of his 2018 campaign promises. And he put in here some comments from Governor Kemp related to immigration policy. As governor, conservative businessman Brian Kemp will create a comprehensive database to track criminal aliens in Georgia. He will also update the Georgia law to streamline deportation from our jails and prisons. Donald Trump is right. We must end sanctuary cities. And he goes on and talks about some other things. Where I would disagree with DA about his you know, belief, and he's entitled to that belief, that Governor Kemp has not kept promises on immigration, is that the immigration issue has changed as this session, as this governor's term has gone on. So what is necessary is different than what he promised in 2018. He has been working with Texas, with putting National Guard on the border to try to help stem the tide of people coming across the border. Because in my view, the biggest problem is not the things that were mentioned here in this promise that was made in 2018. And this is just my opinion. This is not Governor Kemp's opinion, although I've asked Governor Kemp this question when he's been on the program, and he will be on again tomorrow, and I will be talking to him about this. But there are these issues that have changed, and you have seen that the governor has responded to immigration issues as they relate to sex trafficking and human trafficking and people that are coming across the border. No, it is not exactly what he promised in 2018. But if the situation changes and the people coming across the border have changed, then you've got to adapt to that. Now, DA's going to disagree with me, and that's perfectly fine, okay? But I think sometimes you have to amend what you promise, and it doesn't mean that you didn't keep your promise. It meant that you saw that you needed something different than what he had originally promised, and he did something different. But DA can disagree with me because, hey, we've been friends for 25 years talking about this issue, and we don't agree on every single thing. You can join us on the phones at 770-535-2911. Let's talk to Chad.